Okay, no.
Okay.
Okay, just go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, we are now in the, really in the hot phase of the campaign, although it's not yet the official campaign, which will start only on the 8th of April, so it will be only 2 weeks of official campaign. And since now all the candidates have been officially announced, it's in a way already the pre-official campaign, should be said. So I guess you are acquainted with the fact how it functions in France to be qualified as a candidate, which is you have to get 500 signatures of elected people, be it mayors, deputies, or several other elected. So all in all, what we know we have is 585 of signatures, which is well above what is required, and we might even have more. This we don't know yet, because some of the mayors they do send the a formula by themselves. So in any case, there is a broad support for Jacques' candidacy, and the campaign, the public campaign, shall we say, has started with a polemic. Everyone saying, well, but how could you get so many signatures when people who are very well known, like, for example, former Prime Minister de Villepin, didn't get his signature? And what Jacques has been telling repeatedly is that all those people, like de Villepin, another one who's called Corinne Lepage, was also a minister, another one, Boutin, was also a minister. Why they didn't get their signature was because they relied entirely upon the fact that they were known, and that mayors would automatically, because of the fact that they are well known, that they would give them the signatures. And as far as we are concerned, we started very early, and we made huge work to reach I don't know how many thousands of mayors and how many meetings, thousands or so of meetings. Jacques himself went touring France and meeting personally mayors. So we had a huge work into this campaign just to get the signatures. And this was done by the youth movement, who did a magnificent job in getting this first part of the work. So everyone freaked out about that. We were beside another candidate of the far left. We were the only one to go inside France to meet mayors, and that's why also we do have a very good understanding of who are the mayors. Those who signed for us are mayors of little places most of the time, although we do have a couple of them who are from bigger places, but most of the time they are from tiny villages, and they are really very, very, very good people. Myself, I was in the southwest of France to gather the forms, the official forms when they arrived, and the mayors I met about 27 of them. They were excellent people, you know, and they are totally extremely angry about what is going on in France. They feel totally ignored and despised by the government in place, and by a government who wants to strangulate them on the level of the financing. Because I won't enter into the details, but there is a situation now in France where all the little communes are, how would you say that, they are strangulated by life of funding from the state, which usually the state has to fund finance the villages and all the communes of France. And there is all polemic about that, because there is a big reforms which aim at making sure cutting the number of tiny mayors, because they are independent political forces. And actually, one note also which is important is that De Gaulle was the one who introduced this way of selecting presidential candidates, because he wanted the presidential election to be something totally apart from the usual political election process. He wanted to make sure that the presidential candidates were elected by the vote for the president. It was different before. It was the what we call the big electors who would elect the president, and it has changed with the rules so that every Frenchman, every French citizen participates to the vote. And he wanted to make sure that this election would not be kidnapped by parties and the feudality of politicians. So he wanted to make sure that all mayors representing really deep friends, so to speak, would be those selecting those candidates. So that's why it is also important in that regard. Now, concerning the campaign, as soon as we announced that we announced the first stage was when 15th of February, when Jacques announced that he had what at that time was only senators of a signature from the mayors. And at that time, other media say, well, but is it true, is it not a fake, and so on and so forth. And then when the Constitutional Council announced that Jacques was in the 10 official candidates, then all things break loose. And now we are in that phase where there is hundreds of interviews, hundreds of commentaries, and it's extremely interesting because in 1995, Jacques was already a candidate. He had been attacked by the media like crazy. It was just unbelievable. It was amazing. And this time, as you might know, that also in 1995, his account had been rejected because you have to present account of what you for your presidential campaign. And he was the only one of 9 candidates whose account had been rejected by the Constitutional Council. And this rejection has been done, it was a true scandal, something which was just unbelievable, because other candidates like Chirac, who had been elected at that time, and Balladur, who was also one of the big candidates, had accounts which were totally irregular and were being accepted. And in the case of Balladur, you might know that, because it was a big scandal here, he had a fund for 10 million francs in his account, which were there with no explanation and no justification. It was money in cash. And he never, never, ever gave any explanation for this fund. And the hypothesis which came at some point was that these funds were linked to the weapon delivery by France to Pakistan. It was from the line which had been sold to Pakistan. And the point was five which were killed. So this was a very huge scandal. And the hypothesis, the supposition, is that this money came from this bill. So as you can see, it's something absolutely huge. And of course, it appears that it has been a major scandal. The Jack account has been rejected for nothing, really for nothing, out of nothing, when the account of this Balladur had been accepted. You know, so this was in itself a big scandal. So it created a situation where now, in 2012, it's extremely difficult to really attack Jacques, because the system, this corrupt system, has exposed itself to an extent which is unbelievable. So there is a distrust with people in power and the system they represent, which is huge, which is enormous. And of course, Jacques appears in that situation as the one who said the truth in 95, because he was the only one to tell about the crisis which was coming, and that he was the one who that he got victimized, you know. So it creates a situation where now for this, how would you call that, this pact, this gang of journalists linked to politicians, it's very difficult to attack Jacques. And so, of course, you have a wave of calumnies, which is just unbelievable again. But they had to change. They cannot do the same as what they did in 95. And also very interesting is that you have also many journalists who are, they don't go into the game, they don't buy the game again. So you have a division, basically. You have, and what we discovered is that in these media, you have a gang of journalists linked to political interests most of the time, or perhaps also to some intelligence network, I would believe, or some police network, law police network, who are there, and they are a gang who terrorize everyone, including in the other journalists, basically, and they set the tone, they shape the opinion. They are there to shape the opinion of the public of in France. But besides of that, you do have other journalists who are doing their job quite fairly, shall we say. And it's very clear when you leave Paris, because this gang is located mainly in Paris, they act in Paris, and they are holding the system there, in a way. When you go in province, that you leave the capital, it's very different, very different. Here you have media coverage is most of the time is honest, whether they like or not Chouinard is another question, but it tends to be honest. They just present the ideas as they are, you know, but yet it's poisoned, because what this bank tries to do is totally to pollute and to poison all the debate with Jacques. And you see how it functions. It's really amazing, you know. We got, beginning of this week, Jacques was invited to press, which is linked to the National Assembly. It's a kind of something which is a little bit not mainstream TV. It's called La Chaîne Parlementaire. And here, he was put literally in a kind of a tribunal with four journalists, one of Le Monde, one of AFP, Agence France Presse, and one from another one, which I forgot now, very important. important people. And it was a real tribunal. And what happened is that you got hundreds of reaction by people on their website. And people told me really furious, indignated by what they had seen, and amazed at the way those journalists had treated Jacques, you know. So this created a buzz. And one of the things they were trying to play was to say, well, but you are anti-Semite, you know. And they tried, I mean, they just unbelievable the way they were doing this. And at some point, you have people in those mails which were sent, and I must, I want to outline that most of those mails, it's not people of us, it's certainly people who are like what Jacques is doing, but most of them, 90% of them, they are just people who watch this TV and they were just totally disgusted, you know, and they sent emails by themselves. And so you get a couple of people who sent mail which were strong-worded or which a couple of them entered to this Jewish anti-Semitic things, and immediately they said they used that to say, well, but you have people who are sympathizers of Cheminard who sent anti-Semitic mails, which is just not true, you know, but they used that as a way to reverse this trend, and they even want to attack that injustice because of that. So as you can see, it's a war, in a way. It's a war for ideas, because they just don't want the fear of Jacques like hell, because it's something new, it's somebody new who brings ideas which are not heard in France, and the fear that like hell, literally. And it, for example, to give you another example of how it functions, two things which are just amazing is that you got in France recently, last week, something which was terrible is a guy who shot first a soldier in Toulouse, say in the south of France, then two other soldiers in another city nearby, and then again back in Toulouse, he shoot kids at random in a Jewish school. The guy was stopped, I mean, it was a big thing, and it happened that this guy was a terrorist. He had been in Afghanistan, he had been trained in terrorist camp, and he was a kind of fanatic guy. And so, Jacques was interviewed on these things, and he said at some point, well, often enough, you have a clear climate which is created because you have, for example, people who are a bit of violent video game. And so, immediately, people said, well, should not say that this guy was an addict of violent video game, which actually is not what he said. But the funny part is that what happened is that somebody was near a friend of this guy, said that indeed he was passionate of violent video games, you know. And this information was not taken in the media, it was immediately suppressed. Because they fear that if it is spread, it would give a total credibility to what Jacques has said. And so this was one case. Another example, which is just extremely interesting too, revealing how it functions, is that in the project, Jacques obviously is developing the question. question of the space. And Mars return for a space program. And immediately they took that, they are taking that as an example that just is crazy. They want to present him as being lunatic. The guy who wants to go to Mars, the one who wants to have that we colonize Mars. You know, stupid guy, lunatic guy, how they want to present him. And yet, now, this morning, in radio, there was information about all a discussion about how to go to Mars and how to have enough water to make the travel to Mars, you know. So they want to stigmatize Jacques, and at the same time they are creating themselves the situation, if we do our campaign well, because what happens is that people are thinking, you know, and they will see that they want to present Jacques as a lunatic, where obviously the reality is that there is a debate, including in France now, on this question of moon colonization and Mars colonization, you know. So it's, in a way, what we wanted to do was to, of course, have an electroshock in France to bring the sense of reality. And indeed, what is going on is that they are outdoing so much themselves. It's just too much. It's just too much, the attacks, that it gives us credibility, you know. Plus the fact that these attacks are the deeds of a clique, a gang of people who are very powerful and who do not represent at all the country, and even don't represent at this point the journalists in all, you know, because you have really a separation. So that's what I would say, which is the most characteristic of this campaign so far. I don't know if you have any questions.
Yeah, let's open up for questions. Thanks a lot. Just 1 second.
Hi. As far as I know, you have sort of the possibility of getting as much media coverage as the other candidates. Do you think that? Well, first of all, is that true? And how are you then? How are you making sure that Shaq is being sort of presented as a serious candidate in the media picture?
Yeah. Well, the point is that by law in France, and here again, it's something which is inherited by De Gaulle, who wanted to make sure that every presidential candidate has right exactly the same possibility of expression through the media. So now they made some arrangement, and they say, okay, there is three phases of the campaign. First, which is a phase three campaign, where you are supposed to be treated with, how would you say that, equity, which means if you are already well known, you will be covered according to how well known you are known. For example, the big candidates have much more coverage than small candidates. And then after some point, you have what they call the second phase, and every candidate has to be treated with equality in terms of how much you speak, temps de parole. And this means all media have to cover you exactly the same, but you might be covered at a different time. And commentaries about your campaign is not necessarily equal in terms of time. So, for example, it means if François Hollande, the candidate for the Socialist Party, has, let's say, 30 minutes of coverage in the big media. Jacques Cheminade must have the same amount of time in the same media, but it might be at a different time. François Hollande might be on the prime time, and Jacques Cheminade might be, for example, at 1 o'clock in the night, for example, you know. And commentaries are more or less, they are not subjected to this law. And then the third phase, which will start with the official campaign, is strict equality of time in the same condition, both for the candidates and both in commentaries, which means if François Hollande is covered on the national news TV at 8 o'clock, Jacques Cheminade must be covered on prime time TV, same media, at 8 o'clock, and the same for the commentaries. You see, and so it's very important, of course. That's why they are totally freaked out, because by law they are obliged to cover every candidate the same way. So they are, as you can imagine, enraged, furious, that explosion of rage for any presidential election where you have someone who is not so-called, or someone who is in the system, in this oligarchy, you know. And this is a heritage of De Gaulle. And that's why, that's what they would like to destroy. So it is presented in English, I think it was, in the I don't remember now which paper in England was presenting the French system as a funny, strange, ridiculous whatnot who allows to have such candidate as Jacques Cheminade. But it is precisely this system which allows for new forces to emerge. Otherwise, it would be totally closed up. You know, and in a country like France, it would be even more than any other country, probably, I would assume, you know. So that one is absolutely, totally freaked out.
Hi, so I have a question about again, maybe you said it, but there was a bit of noise on the audio. So about this guy who went berserk and made these shootings, school shootings at this Jewish school, I didn't quite get how was this manipulated in the media? Like I heard something about Jacques there was words put into his mouth about he was against Jewish bankers and so on. What came out of that?
Yeah, this was a famous broadcast where, as we said, they tried to put out of his mouth words. You know, it's really amazing how they do the things. You know, because they interviewed all candidates concerning the shootings. And they tried to really play this. For example, Sarkozy said, well, but we should have, the campaign should be suspended during those 3 days, you know. And it was a big thing. And so they tried just to use that to draw Jacques to say things which he didn't say, actually, you know, and to try to use that to create a story, just creating story. For example, I was beginning of this week in a city not so far from Paris, Orléans. We had an event there. Jacques was going to the side of this aérotrain. You know, it's touristic, would just be there with loudspeakers and would address the crowd. So we had a big spot there, big deployment with a lot of people, and we had media who came there. And they came and they really interviewed everyone who was there. I was there, I was interviewed also like others. And I was interviewed on the question of the financing of the electoral life. And I explained how in France it's particularly hypocritical, the way it is done, and how it is done to protect those who are in power. And then they went to everyone there. So we have one of someone from Canada who is there, a member who is there to help for the campaign. We have also people who are a sympathizer. They are not full-time members, but there are people who are deploying with us regularly. And what is very interesting is the way they made this broadcast later, reporting from this event, and they just choose two among all the material they got, they just choose two of interviews. So they took the one from our Canadian member, and this lady who is not a full-time member. And of course, since she's not so well acquainted with the ideas, someone, sometimes, at some point, she will not be so acute, you know. And what they were trying, I saw how they did, is that they take her, they took her, they let her develop her ideas, and at one point where she was slightly embarrassed, they took this segment, you know, this very one, to put it in the final broadcast. And they did it with the same with our Canadian friend, who developed the idea, this question of Mars, very well actually, made a very beautiful briefing. And at some point, he was speaking about cosmic radiation. And they took precisely the sentence, and they made a mix of the two things, so as to present it as something which is just totally lunatic, again, you know. And you see how it functions. Pure manipulation, fabric of something to give an impression, and not allowing people to express really their ideas. That's how it functions. It's very interesting to see that, how it functions. But that is the other aspect which is very interesting. We have now basically five spot caravans who are going all throughout France to meet the French population outside of Paris, which is very important because Paris is Paris and you have the rest of France which is very different. And so they are going from cities to cities. So they are each one in a different region. And what they report is that there is people recognize Jacques not so well. The name is ringing a bell for them, gives them a sense of that it's a name which is known. There is now this level of acquaintance of the population. They know that Jacques is someone that heard about him. But it's not associated with something very precise. They don't know very precisely. They have heard slanders for some of them. Some of them, they think it's a lunatic, but you have a lot of curiosity. And when they come to the table, it's very easy to transform them. Because suddenly they discover, that's what is this candidate? Oh, that's interesting. I want to know more. No, so that's what we get. So it's a very open situation now with Jacques. That's
Hi, I just wanted to ask if Jacques will be able to debate like Sarkozy and Hollande.
Yes, that's the point. Precisely, is that by law he will be able, if the media don't do it, they are outside the law, and it might have a repercussion for them.
Good.
They are obliged by law to do it, you know. And of course, in 1995, they just succeeded in having not complying with the law, and just got half time less than the others. And when we contacted the authority which is taking care of that aspect, they recognized actually that Jacques had been mistreated, including in his right to have the same time to present his ideas, but and they sent a letter to the TVs and radios and whatnot, and they sent it just on the eve of the election, you know. So it was, it was just totally hypocritical, you know. So now, again, it's different here also because we met them well in advance. We just explained again what had been going on in 95, what might happen now, and they won't be able to do the same. It will be much, 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 much more difficult. You see, so that's the point. Now, these so-called elites in France have put themselves in a situation where they have no credibility any longer, absolutely not, and people expect something else. And that's what I can add about our caravan, that they intersect with that. That's why people don't believe the slanderers. They heard the slander, but when they see something on TV, it doesn't mean for them that Jacques is what they pretend to be. For example, when you see the commentaries, when we speak with people over the phone or whatever, what is coming again and again and again is, wow, if they treat Jacques this way, it is because they fear something of him. You know, because they don't want him to let him speak. So people are very well aware of that. If we treat a candidate so badly, and the other one, where the people of the system are so well treated while they have nothing to say, it's because this tribunal hears something to say. That's very big here. So now we have to make sure in our effort that people go to the website, that they read us, that they, you know, that they do their homework, so to speak, before to go to vote. And they try, the point also, they try, it's very blatant, they try to organize a cover up with Jacques. You know, so will it work? I'm not so sure. So far, it doesn't work so well. But for example, when you see a polls, because usually you have hundreds of polls in the election campaign, but you have polls, you don't have so much polls now. Usually you have hundreds of them, now you don't have so much. So many. You know, that's interesting also in itself.
Actually, I have also a question, which is, you know, are the mayors this time like more active in Jacques' campaign? And do we have already, you know, can we see a difference in terms of reactions by emails and phone calls and so on we are getting?
I didn't get what you said about the mayors.
Are this time the mayors going to be active to help Jacques to be elected?
Yes. Oh yeah, sure. We do have some of them who are, for example, we have one of them who sent a little article, a reaction on a website. He sent it to every big media, and one media took it on its website. So that's one example. And some others, they spoke around them about Jack. We have events coming up soon where mayors have been invited, and they are delighted at the idea to come to this event. It will be in the east of France. So that's also one aspect, that we have mayors who consider themselves as sympathizers. So it's a very interesting, because those mayors, it's funny how it has functioned, is that since 1995 there has been a certain pedagogy, so to speak, you know, because people realize that how the media are functioning. For example, we had a mayor in 1995 who was reached by the media who had signed for Jacques, and he had been really harassed by the media. And himself, he let himself be impressed, and he got frightened, and he said, well, but I didn't know really for whom I signed at that time. Actually, it's normal, because a thing important is that the mayors, when they do sign for a candidate, it is by no means an endorsement of this candidate. The idea, a political endorsement, the idea is that they make a presentation of someone who they think will present ideas, even if they don't necessarily, it's not a vote for a candidate, in other terms. It's just the present a new candidate, and it's an important distinction. So this guy, at that time, he wanted to have Jacques there because he wanted the democracy to function, you know. And so he was grasped by the media, and later on, now he's not mayor any longer, we reached him again, and he said, well, in 95 I was wrong when I reacted to the media the way I did. Now I understand afterwards, I understand how these thing has worked and functioned, and how I got myself embezzled in this thing, you know. And it might be the case we are going to try to reach this guy again, and it would be interesting. He might be one of the mayors who will explain how he has been submitted to, you know, to how he has been harassed by the media. So you had a process through which mayors they educated themselves to the realities of how it functions in France, how media are used to create, how would you say that, to impose a kind of dictatorship in France, you know, dictatorship of the opinion, in a way. So they are very conscious of that, and they want, absolutely, they want to get rid of that. They want to, there is really a sense of resistance, you know, in the sense of what was the resistance during World War II. And you have this spirit which is there. Now we have to make it more alive, more combative, more fighting.
Vive la France! Vive la France! Vive la France!
Yeah, oh, okay, yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You stay in touch, huh?
Yeah, we will continue the, you know, everyone of you is somebody, what is very good, I must say, and perhaps I will close on that. But what is very good is that we have many people now who are coming us up. We have all people that who had disappeared, who are coming up again, and who want to be active. I mean, it's really impressive in a way. And we have many people also who want to join the fight. So it would be interesting. So we are really in a situation where we can really change a lot of friends in France. And of course, if we do succeed, it will have also a reverberation outside of France, you know, I think so. So
yes, definitely. I mean, I wished more people could speak French. Yes.
Okay, prepare yourself for the next election, but who knows what will happen in the meantime.
Yeah,
yes.
You let us know. Okay.
Meanwhile, we support you all the way, and it would be so fantastic. Just think the thought if we would have France with a thinker and a visionary like Jacques in front.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a different world. That in itself would like take all of humanity to the next higher platform. That would be such a shock, is definitely needed. So
absolutely.
So we hope the best, and who knows what miracles that will happen on the way, as people realize how dangerous the situation is and how necessary it is with these ideas.
Yeah.
You had your Jeanne d'Arc, now let's have a Jacques Cheminard.
Well, I would have thought that he ends up a bird.
We hope not, he'll be burned on the stakes for wearing a dress.
Now you can sing, Larry.
Okay, thanks.
Okay,
thank
you.
Bye.
Så er det Muje.
Hun stopper med det nu. Nej, vi drager mig, fordi tiden hviler jo. Fordi vi spiser... Ja. Jeg synes... Ah, come on, stop den her.
Stop den her. Jeg kan ikke. Men er du ikke sikker på, at du... Okay.
Spaghetti? Har I købt spaghetti?
Do you have a phone? Mm.